employee is under arrest in connection with Friday's escape of 10 inmates. The Louisiana Attorney General's office confirms the arrest, but does not identify the person or detail any possible charges in the case. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 47 points, and NASDAQ is off 71. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Baltimore police are investigating separate shootings that left one dead and two injured on Monday. Shortly after 5:30 p.m., police were called to the 2300 block of East Preston Street to investigate several shot spotter alerts, and when they arrived, they found an 18-year-old with multiple gunshot wounds to the body. The victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. At around 6 p.m., police responded to the 700 block of North Gilmore Street, where they found two boys aged 15 and 16 with gunshot wounds. Both victims were taken to a hospital, and they are in stable condition. Baltimore County Police have released the names of the man and woman who were found dead in a Dundalk garage on Sunday afternoon. Police say 42-year-old April Nadeau and 43-year-old Timothy Brinegar were found dead at the scene from apparent gunshot wounds in the 7400 block of School Avenue. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. 3 days after letting Brandon Hyde go, neither management nor ownership have addressed the media, leaving the O's play to do the talking, and results haven't been encouraging, as the Birds now have dropped 7 in a row following last night's 5-4 loss to Milwaukee. Interim manager Tony Mancelino after the game.
I think we hit the ball really hard tonight. You know, it's kind of comical at this point, the amount of hard contact and the lack of reward for that hard contact.
Well, comical is one way to put it. Dean Kramer started for the Birds last night, pitched well enough to keep his team in the game.
Eventually, something will change. We're all looking forward to that time.
Perhaps tonight. Keegan Aiken draws the starting assignment at 7:40 p.m. Derrick Henry, now officially the owner of a new $30 million contract extension, revealing one of the big reasons he loves it here.
Being able to play alongside a player like Lamar, best player in the league, it was just dynamic and a lot of fun.
Coming up in 30 minutes, final numbers are in from Old Hilltop. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy through the afternoon with highs in the cool low 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with some showers after midnight and lows dipping back into the very cool mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 60 degrees in Bel Air, 63 in Halethorpe, and 62 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to all of you. I got quite the treat for you today. We talk often about Sandtown, Winchester, Harlem Park, West Baltimore in general, right? Penn North. And we talk about it sometimes in relation to the Freddie Gray riots and everything that happened in 2015. But we also talk about it in relation to how much money came into the area and what it still looks like today. So if you're just joining us, I got to ask you where the heck you've been. But even so, we got a great treat for you. Right now, we're joined in studio by Kenny Ebron. Kenny, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Kenny, you know what? First and foremost, let's introduce you to the audience. You know, what's your background? You know, how long have you been in the area? All that good stuff.
Okay. Well, I've been around in the city with boots on the ground for over 15 years. And each year I find that it's getting harder and harder, very difficult. Moving, and it seems like sometimes you're fighting the battle by yourself because the people that's supposed to be there to support you, those people are not there. So it's a battle.
It is a battle. So, just so people know, even running in 2020, of course, you were very helpful with our campaign. We appreciate you. Running against Congressman Kwesi Mfume. It was tough. It was very tough. But you also were good friends with the Governor Larry Hogan's administration. I remember that.
Yes.
You know, trying to just basically help your community thrive, which, like you said, if we had more people doing this, it might, you know, help on a larger scale. I wanted to just kind of talk about some of these issues that you hear on a daily basis in the news. And, you know, we're kind of taking a guess on how those that actually live in those communities truly feel. Because if you listen to Mayor Scott, he gives you one perspective, right? Like the State of the City address. According to him, you know, everything's down. The crime is down. You know, carjackings are down. The non-fatal shootings are down. Homicides are down. Everything's much more safe. You know, the police department's doing a fantastic job. So I want to just ask you, even when it comes to something as simple as a food desert, because sometimes we have Doc Cheetah will call in the show. And, you know, he's been asking for a food market for a very long time.
Yes.
Still has not come to the area. But with that said, what are the residents doing as a solution there? Because it is a food desert.
Absolutely. And the thing is that it's pretty much just a lost cause, period. Because the people actually don't know where to go. People don't have transportation to go anywhere, you know, to get to Walmart and Target and things of that nature. They are right there in their community. And you're going into these stores, they're charging you to use your Visa card. They're charging you to receive bags. So, you know, and the prices are very high as well because they know that the people don't have much choice of where to go to receive more products.
Right, and these are the corner stores. This is something that I saw running for office. Because you're right, there were a lot of people utilizing the corner stores as actual markets. Yeah, and so a lot of those, not all of them, but a lot of them were taking advantage of people because they knew that they had nowhere else to go.
Absolutely.
So they tried to, you know, spend every dime that they had. But that's another piece of this is that the bag ban that, you know, a lot of us hate the bag ban.
Yes.
But I'm sure it's hitting some of these communities the hardest.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's hitting very hard because, again, even though they banned the plastic bags, they're still in our community.
Yeah.
You know, they're still in our community. And, you know, people use them to put their things in, but it haven't went anywhere. It's like, who's going to come and stop them from doing it? So it's just like law. Law doesn't mean anything in the hood. It doesn't mean anything, you know. So from the bags to carjacking to shooting, killing, is any meaning necessary? And it's just the way it is. It's no law.
Yeah, and we talk a lot about the show, Kenny, about juveniles and juvenile crime. I know in that area, your schools, they could say they're not the best schools.
Yes.
When it comes to the education piece, and when it comes to whether it's city council or the mayor or those that are supposed to, or even the CEO, Sonia Santelises, those that are supposed to make sure these kids are at school or being educated, is any of that taking place?
It's not taking place, because any time during the day you can see children not in school, children hanging out. And, you know, I'm able to, you know, approach them on, you know, different ways of just knowing how to, because I, you know them or know their family and things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm able to pretty much talk with them. And a lot of them are just like me. I came out of school reading on a fourth grade reading level. My mother passed away, and I shut down in school. And they continued to pass me all the way to the 12th grade.
Oh, wow.
So I came out of the 12th grade not knowing how to read, wasn't able to go to college, wasn't able to become a police officer or anything. Just nothing but what I seen in the community was drugs.
Right.
It was the only thing that I didn't have to fill out an application for. And so I used to get to go to a lot of these schools and talk to these children during the time I was with Governor Hogan and them staff. And once they left office, then I wasn't able to do so. So that's why I know a lot of the children, and I understand what they're going through. You know, we went through a pandemic, and we had children that was home all day with their parents. Because they couldn't go out. And so a lot of things took place during the pandemic, you know. Children was molested, you know, because they was home all the time, you know. And so I can relate to their being molested. I was molested as a child by a preacher. So I'm able to get into a lot of the things that they are going through to keep them from going down that road that I went down to. I was a drug dealer, drug addict. You know,
from all the trauma.
You know, and so I've seen so many things, and not only that, I've seen it is the people in the community as well, who we see a person laying down on the ground with bullet holes in them, or seeing a person with the head shot, you know, and we see these things, and we're dealing with trauma in our community as well. So it's not too hard for an 8-year-old to go out there to beat a person down and rob them, because they hurt. They're hurt. And they're going through, and it's like nobody's coming to save us.
Yeah.
And these children are going through some things. They've seen their big brothers get shot up. They've seen things like this happening. And there's no program that's coming into the community to help our children that's dealing with trauma. Our churches have given up on us. They come in on Sundays, they clap and dance, and they lead a community. So they're not in the community to give a hand. So even the spiritual part of the community is gone. The teaching part of the community is gone. And so this is why we have the way our children are, because we say it takes a village to raise a child. And so the villages don't know what to do. You know, so it's weird.
Yeah. Well, it sounds too like some of the villages might be decimated, right? I mean, it's just, I can't imagine what it's like staying in an area like that. Say you wanted to be a mentor, you know, like yourself. I'm sure it's hard for some people to even stay in those areas, just safety wise, or if they have a family of their own. A lot of those schools, I'm sure many of those parents wouldn't want to send their kids to those schools.
Right.
They're being attacked by other juveniles, right? So there's some juveniles on the right path.
Hurt people.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Then they're attacking the other kids. You know, we hear a lot about this program, Safe Streets.
Right.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about Safe Streets in relation to that, you know, the Penn North, like that area. Because I think there's a headquarters in Sandtown.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, how is Safe Streets doing in the community?
I don't see them. I don't see Safe Street anywhere. And when you do see the vans or the bumper stickers or whatever they're handing out, nothing show information of how you can contact these people. And so if you go as to go to their headquarters, then people feel though you're snitching or you're weak. So you can't do that. So we have no way of contacting them because there's no email and there's no phone number.
Oh, okay.
And by them not being into the school system, then the children in school are not able to contact them as well. So the thing is that I would just say it's pretty much ghost boots on the ground because they're not visible and they are not nowhere to be found.
Well, that's interesting because Mayor Brandon Scott, you're just joining us, we're speaking to Kenny Ebron. Mayor Brandon Scott did give them millions upon millions of dollars, okay? Right. And it was not even 2 years ago, out of the ARPA funds, he gave them another $50 million.
Right.
But if they don't have any presence, and I say this all the time, because you can look at any scene of whether it's a shooting or an armed robbery, and you go to the video, and you don't see any Safe Street workers, but we're told they're on the street, and they're everywhere.
Right.
And it's like, well, then how come they're not in any of this footage? I mean, they're not on body cams, they're not on, you know, a liquor store camera, they're not on anything.
Right. Absolutely. They're nowhere until a high-profile crime happens, and then they'll come out for that. You know, it's like a lot of those who pull the big boots on the ground comes out once things have happened. But we won't see them in the community at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, you know what? Doc Cheatham has called here and said the same thing. He said a lot of people have been taking stuff into their own hands because they just are non-existent. So it sounds to me like they're a big waste of resources and money, which could be going to other things. I did want to ask you, because I know when I was over there a lot more, there are a lot of vacant buildings and a lot of vacant lots. Has any of that, have people been rebuilding in the area? I know lots of money has supposedly come to the area.
Right.
Do you see anything new, anything on the rise? Are they doing anything these days?
Well, we still dealing in Allery, and I show time after time videos in the same areas where nothing really is being done in the community. Every now and then you may have a house that may, they may redo or something like that. But, you know, it's nothing that's pretty much done in the community. So it's like, this is why our children go down to the Harvard, because what do they see in our community? It's trash, is not appealing. And so then they go where? They go to the Harvard. They go to where things look appealing at. And a lot of them find themselves getting in trouble. But, again, they don't like the surroundings they have. You can see some of the backgrounds of pictures of the young people that's on Murder, Inc. that was killed.
Yeah.
And you can see the background of what they call my hood.
Right,
and then,
right.
You know, the background is of abandoned vacant houses.
It looks like a third world country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, and that's another piece of this. So, because we've been talking a lot about the uptick in crime when it comes to Federal Hill and other areas, and that was always my belief, is that you had kids going to other neighborhoods in which they don't live in, and they're most likely robbing those individuals because it's going to be, you know, a bigger score. And
there's much more
people that are, you know, just whether they're just walking around, there's a lot more targets, I guess you could say.
Yeah. And when you have a child that comes to their parents and asks, could you buy me a McDonald's sandwich or something like that, or a burger, and those parents can't provide those things for them, then they go out and find a way of getting it themselves. You know, not saying that a lot of them are hungry. And they're out there doing it. It's just a lot of them is just trying to keep up with with the style, you know, the new sneakers, the new and everything, you know. And so, you know, a lot of the rappers also have things to do with what's happening in the community as well, because the way they come out performing with the Jordans and the T-shirts and the jewelry and things of that nature, and it looks appealing to them. And they know that, you know, it's no hope with them with education. That's not going to get them what they want. So it's just a quick way of getting it is to take it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what, Kenny, when we come back from break, we're going to start talking about a couple of solutions. Because, you know, you look at this, like you said, there are some juveniles that are on the right track. And I'm just wondering how many of those we could save. So we'll talk about that when we get back. Real quick, I want to share with you, Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it is about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Now, whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. Now, you'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. You'll have free area towing and financing available. All you have to do is call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500, or you can go online at gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmission at 410-686-6700, or you can go online at jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to details. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
There's an inclination, Sean, to say you're not moving in a direction in the pure MAGA people want to move it.
President Trump was elected with 77 million votes. His agenda is what needs to be moved forward. His agenda is the MAGA agenda. It is the America First agenda. So if you're working at odds against the President of the United States, he's the one the people of this country elected. So if you're working against that, then what good are you?
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. We've got Kenny Ebron in studio. And again, I thank you, Kenny, for your time today. And anyway, we don't have a ton of time, but we were talking about just kind of what West Baltimore looks like today. And so I think there were a lot of people expecting it to look much better, considering all the money that came after the 2015 riots.
Right.
And as I noted, you know, I've been back and forth a couple times. It still looks the same to me. The only thing difference that I've seen is, I guess, now the bigger bus lanes and the bike lanes.
Yes, yes.
And things like that. But I didn't see where it was really building up the community.
No, you see a lot of schools shut down. And then they start building the fence around the schools because the schools became a place where homeless went at.
Okay.
So, you know, now they done put a fence around it that people are not. But they done cut holes through the fence and they're gone back into them. I have done a live one time when I was doing the vacant houses and someone had a dog out there, a pit bull, which I didn't see it until later on. So, you know, a lot of that is being used for drug marketing as well.
Yeah. So I have to ask the councilman in that area. I think, well, there's really two that split there. You got Councilman James Torrance.
And John Bullock.
And Bullock. Do you see them often?
No, not at all. I seen John Bullock just the other day because it was an event that was not in my community, but in his district. And he came by to do a drive-by, and that was it. But, no, we don't see them. We don't see them. You know, probably we go to Vegas now.
Oh, I saw that Vegas story. Yeah, I'll talk about that after the break. But, no, so you don't see these guys anywhere. Mayor Scott, is he sending his mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement? And does he send people like Dr. Buntley and are those guys out there?
Dr. Bundy and them came through there once, and I asked them to go over to the gas station where all the action was going at, where a lot of the young people were at, and they was afraid to do so. They was afraid to. They are coming big numbers. And
well, wait a minute. He's the head of the African-American Male Engagement Division.
Right.
Absolutely. He was afraid to go to the gas station where they were standing?
They were afraid. I was with Dr. Bundy, and I was walking with them one time. And it was this young girl on, I forgot, it was over East where she had a hair salon, and she was killed.
Oh, I do remember that, yes.
Yeah, and we was over there that weekend, and I said, well, let's go down there, Bundy, you know, and talk to the people down there. And he said, no, we can't go down there. You know, so it was just certain places that they can go. And the thing is that they'll go use people, get these young people names, social security numbers, and things of that nature, and they use it for grants. So the people is not getting anything out of it. They are just using out young people to get grants.
Wow.
And, you know, you have, Dr. Bundy, Andrew and all of them, you know, they're coming into communities and I had a fallout with them. We was arguing and everything, and we was on live.
I did see that.
Because it wasn't fair. You're promising these kids something that you can't give them.
Right.
You know.
Well, Kenny, we are running out of time. I hope, but I know for a fact, there are people in City Hall that listen to this show, and I hope they contact you. I know you're out there all the time, and I appreciate all the work that you're doing because you need some help. You really do. So I appreciate you coming in and at least sharing what's going on over there.
Yes. We're still like Marvin Gaye saying, what's going on?
Yeah, thank you so much.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A 33-year-old Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office maintenance worker is under arrest in connection with the escape of 10 jail inmates in Louisiana. They escaped last Friday. Looking to get his big, beautiful bill back on track, President Trump is on Capitol Hill today. He's lobbying those Republicans who have been skeptical of the bill. The president has been working the phones, hoping to get peace talks going between the warring parties in Ukraine. Mr. Trump says Russia and Ukraine have agreed to engage in ceasefire talks as soon as possible. Forecasters fear storm-battered areas of the country's midsection will see more powerful storms in the coming few days. 4 tornadoes confirmed last evening in Oklahoma and Nebraska. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 59 points, the Nasdaq off 75. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Six times in the last 20 years, MLB teams have changed managers midseason and made the playoffs. But a look back at the records of those teams reveals none were more than 10 games under when it happened. The hole the Orioles are attempting to climb out of has now reached 16 games after last night's loss to the Brewers. Starting pitcher Dean Kramer was asked how much confidence Mancino inspires in the team.
For me personally, he's one of my favorite coaches on the staff. Love him to death. He knows when to keep it real and when not to. So I know a lot of guys have his back.
Birds will try to snap their first seven-game losing streak since 2021 tonight, with Keegan Aiken getting the nod for Baltimore. With 1,316 rushing yards this coming season, Derrick Henry would join an elite club, and that is top 10 rushers in NFL history. The King was asked yesterday what that would feel like.
Since I was 5 years old, you know, I fell in love with this game, you know, and playing this position. You know, I always looked up to great running backs who played this game at a high level, who are legends of the game, and, you know, dreaming of my name being mentioned with them one day.
And finally, numbers are in from Preakness 150. Attendance a combined 63,000 over the weekend, on par with the last few runs, but less than a third of the 190,000 who attended the weekend in 2017. Impressive, though, was the handle, topping 138 mil, an increase from 98.5 last year. Coming up in 30 minutes, Tony Mancino's first big managerial decision goes awry. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a nice afternoon ahead of us, partly cloudy and cool with temperatures in the low 70s. Tonight, increasing clouds with rain arriving after midnight, lows dropping back into the mid-50s. And then come Wednesday, turning rainy, breezy, and much, much cooler. Soaking rain at times with highs only in the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you. They're announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic? Gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Memorial Day deals are on at Lowe's. Get two select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets for just $15. Lowe's, we help. You save. Valid through May 28th. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Active Liver is the easy way to get a daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Find Active Liver at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
All right, that was Kenny Ebron that was just joining us, and I've known him for a few years, and he does a lot of work in the West Baltimore community, and you know, there are some people out there that are just putting the work in on the ground, like Will Hanna, Doc Cheatham. I mean, you know the names because it's not like it's a ton of people, but, you know, they're out there really trying hard. And as you heard there from Kenny, it's, you know, you got this one picture that's painted from elected officials, right? I mean, just think about all the things we just talked about. Yet when city council, you know, gets together, they're talking about leaf blowers. They're, you know, they're talking about all these other things. None of those things that they talk about at City Hall, they don't actually matter to people in these communities that are trying to survive. It's so wild to me that there's just such this huge disconnect. And as you heard, it's Councilman James Torrance, he's a nice guy, by the way. James is a nice guy. And then also Councilman John Bullock. And I can say he's a nice guy, too. But they're not really dialed in. And they know that even when it comes to reelection and their seats, they don't necessarily need the votes in those communities that are completely decimated. You know, there are ways for them to get enough votes just by some of the more decent areas that are in those neighborhoods. And that's what they focus on. And it's unfortunate because those individuals, like he said, that there are some grants that they use some of these people's names and their address, and they'll say, oh, well, you know, we need such and such and this much money because look at this entire block. It's all vacant, or there's, you know, two occupied houses and six vacant houses, and that's why we need this money. Well, that's what they do. That's why, you know, they call me a sellout or a traitor. It's projection. They're the actual sellout. So they're selling these people out in these decimated communities, but they're putting their names and information on all these grants and all this funding, and then they get the money in. And they'll say, oh, well, we're definitely going to hurt. We're going to help the underserved communities. But that never happens. It never happens. And if the head of the African-American Male Engagement Office, Dr. Budley, if he's afraid to go talk to some of these kids at some of these gas stations, that's a problem. That's a big problem. His job is to engage these African-American males, many of them teenagers. And if you can't even get a hold of Safe Streets, they're nowhere to be, you know, found. They're nowhere around. Why are taxpayers dumping millions of dollars into these organizations that are doing absolutely nothing? But this is a story that I think people need to hear and they need to understand. This has been going on for decades, and they need that underclass to thrive. And so that's why they keep things the way that they are. And then when you point it out and you make a campaign ad with a red dress and high heels, it's, oh, my God, who do you think you are? Oh, she's not from here. Oh, you know, well, I'm a politician. I'm Congressman Kwesi Enfume. Everybody should tell Kim Klasick she's not from here. She didn't grow up in Baltimore, and she has no business speaking on our problems. Meanwhile, it's Enfume and his crew that's selling out this underclass every single time, getting this money into the community that never hits the ground, and then they continue to use those individuals year after year after year. They make the fake campaign promises. They're the ones telling them the Republicans are racist, Donald Trump's a Nazi, right? They do all of these things, and they never step up and help these individuals, and they keep on stringing them along with all these false promises. And this is their lives. It's sad. It really is sad. Just, you know, Kenny Ebron and his brother, they are working on like a series where they're going through and they're talking to people in barbershops and things like that. So when that actually hits, we'll talk to Kenny about it. And that way we can direct you guys to watch some of the things that they're working on. They're saying, a lot of people are saying that even though they host these town halls and they have all these meetings and city council, you know, they pretend that they're helping all these individuals and these underserved communities, the point of these barbershop conversations is to show people that they've never shown up. There are no town halls in their area. They're not there to help. The money hasn't been hitting the ground. And they want you to hear from those residents yourself. And they want it to put it in a way where this could hopefully be a national topic and conversation. So when you hear Governor Wes Moore say that we're leaving nobody behind or we're investing in this, we're going to close the racial wealth gap and all this other nonsense, that's what they're going to show, that it is completely nonsense. It's not real. It does not exist. That underclass is there for a reason for the Democrat Party. And then when you bring it up, of course, it's a problem. you know, and that's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with. All right, we'll talk in a second here about some of these other topics. First, I got Steve in Parkville. Steve, did you want to weigh in on Safe Streets?
I do. I was just wondering, you know, Fox 45 used to be all over Safe Streets about what they weren't doing, trying to find out how much they were spending, where the money was going. I haven't heard a thing from them lately. Do you have any thoughts on that? You know, maybe why not? Or
from what I could tell, it looked to me, because, you know, Mackenzie Frost, it looked like they moved her. She seemed to be in Annapolis for the session. I you know what? I can try to find out. I wonder if there is someone that is able to cover what they're doing, because I know I saw her with Governor Moore and, of course, is, Mayor Scott. But I can ask the questions.
All the time. I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah, yeah. You know what, Steve? That's a great question. I'll make sure I ask. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
That's a good question. I know that the FBI had raided that that one Safe Streets location on Bel Air. I did not hear a ton after that, but they are definitely receiving more money in this latest budget that was proposed by Mayor Brandon Scott. So we'll have to take a look and see. All right, I got a question of the day that we're going to carry into tomorrow. If you go to WCBM.com, and of course this question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, and it is very simple. Do you think Jeffrey Epstein killed himself? And I'm asking you this question. And again, we'll carry it till tomorrow. I'm asking you this question because I have some sound here that I want you to hear. Again, WCBM.com, Renovation Real Estate, is bringing you the poll question of the day. We will have this because we'll discuss it tomorrow as well. But I want to get your thoughts on this. Do you think Jeffrey Epstein killed himself? Let's see if we can get the sound going here. I know we'll get it up in just a second. Real quick, while we're waiting for the sound on that, there was a story that came out in the Baltimore Brew about the Baltimore officials taking a $30,000 trip to Las Vegas, which is what Kenny Ebron was mentioning. We'll get to that in just a second. But here we are, Dan Bongino and Kash Patel. Take a listen. It is a very shocking. You got it. Okay. Fox News, Maria Bartiromo.
You said Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. People don't believe it.
Well, I mean, listen, they have a right to their opinion, but as someone who has worked as a public defender, as a prosecutor, who's been in that prison system, who's been in the Metropolitan Detention Center, who's been in segregated housing, you know a suicide when you see one, and that's what that was.
He killed himself. I've seen the whole file. He killed himself.
All right. That was Kash Patel, obviously the new FBI director, and Dan Bongino, which I consider a friend. A lot of people love Dan. He's the deputy director over there at the FBI. And they are saying that they read the file front to back, and they believe Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. There are a lot of people sounding off on this, and I understand why. Jeffrey Epstein, of course, an evil, disgusting individual. We still don't have anybody that has been arrested that was supposedly on his client list, which is also still a problem. But we were told that he took his life in a cell. And I will go over this really quick, too. He took his life in a cell where, for some reason, even though the cell was monitored 24/7, right? Because they kind of had him on suicide watch. Even though it was monitored 24/7, for some reason, in the time that he was, well, I guess they say he took his own life, for some reason, those cameras were not working properly. Something happened while he was behind bars. Now, we were also told the manner in which he supposedly committed suicide was very interesting, considering, you know, first and foremost, like I said, he was on suicide watch, and there weren't many things in his cell at the time where he could actually, you know, kill himself. And again, he was a very big guy. Here's what I'm going to read. On July 23rd, 2019, Epstein was found injured and semi-conscious at 1:30 a.m. on the floor of his cell with marks around his neck. And that was the part that really got me, the marks around his neck. His cellmate, he had a cellmate, former New York City police officer Nicholas Tarragano, who was at the time awaiting trial for four counts of murder, was questioned about Epstein's condition. Okay. He denied having any knowledge of what happened. The correctional staff suspected attempted suicide, but did not rule out the possibility that it was staged or that he was assaulted by another inmate. Now, at the time, according to NBC News, two sources said that Epstein might have tried to hang himself, which is still bizarre to me. A third said the injuries were not serious and could have been staged. And a fourth source said that an assault by his cellmate had not been ruled out either. Now, after that incident, he was placed on suicide watch. Okay, so it was after that piece. He was placed on suicide watch. 6 days later, on July 29th, 2019, Epstein was taken off suicide watch and placed in a special housing unit with another inmate. Epstein's close associate said he was in good spirits at that time. Now, when Epstein was placed in the special housing unit, the jail informed the Justice Department that he would have a cellmate and that a guard would look into the cell every 30 minutes. These procedures were not followed on the night of his death, miraculously, right? And they just happened to not do it that night. So on August 9th, 2019, Epstein's cellmate was transferred out, but no one took his place. Later in the evening, contrary to the jail's normal procedure, Epstein was not checked on every 30 minutes. The two guards who were assigned to check his jail until that night fell asleep and did not check on him for about 3 hours. The guards falsified related records. Now, two cameras in front of Epstein's cell also malfunctioned that night. Okay, lots of people talking. Lots of people talking, and I understand why. I understand why. So you're telling me the cameras malfunctioned. You're telling me the two guards, there were two guards, not just one, the two guards that are supposed to check on them every 30 minutes, they fell asleep? The both of them fell asleep? He was moved to this unit. He was not given another cellmate, so there was nobody there to witness anything. Well, the autopsy that came out, when it was performed on August 11, 2019, it appeared likely that Epstein had thrown himself violently off the cell's top bunk. Think about this. He threw himself violently off the cell's top bunk, which would explain the damage he suffered other than strangulation. The preliminary result of the autopsy found that Epstein sustained multiple breaks in his neck bones. Among the bones broken in Epstein's neck was the, I'm not going to read that correctly. There was a bone broken in his neck. Such breaks to that specific bone can occur from those who hang themselves from some substantial height, jumping from a chair into the rope, but they are more common in victims of a homicide by strangulation. I am just very confused by all of this. And I was one of those people, and some of you might be out there in the audience that feel the same way. I was one of those people where I didn't really talk about it much because I wanted to wait to hear what the experts had to say. I also wanted to see if anybody else was possibly arrested that had any connections to Epstein and the island and all of the pedophilia and everything else that we know happened. None of those arrests have been made. I still didn't say a word. They had the Trump administration come in. What did they tell us? They were going to get us the Epstein files. They told us that they were going to look into it. Pam Bondi said she's going to look into it for sure. Then she said, what? There was a problem with the FBI office in New York. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We were getting the runaround. I still did not say a ton. I waited patiently. And now we're giving this statement from the FBI director, Kash Patel, who said, I absolutely know that he killed himself, and then Dan Bongino, who I know to be a very honest person, he said for sure it was a suicide. Now, this is after Dan Bongino unfollowed Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch because Tom put in a FOIA request for the Epstein files. And apparently Dan Bongino told him to drop it. He didn't drop it. There's a lot going on. A lot going on here. I've got John in Jerseyville. John, did you want to weigh in?
Yeah. There are forces at work here that are going to keep this thing so completely hidden. Consider the coincidence that would have to have taken place. And also consider, like you said, Bongino and Cash Patel, two guys who are not rolling over for the deep state unless it's really serious. Now, here's what had to happen. Two cameras had to go out simultaneously. A guard had to go to sleep on duty. The other guard had to coincidentally go to sleep on duty. And Epstein, not knowing any of this, had to coincidentally take his life at precisely that time. It's absolutely an impossibility. Yeah. Was he perhaps intelligence for this country or for the Mossad, as has been theorized? Was he running underage girls to set a honey trap? Perhaps. But there's so much going on in our world right now that we're never going to get a look at. And just to throw another log on the fire, how's that audit of Fort Knox going?
Yeah.
Just a thought. I appreciate you.
No, John, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling in. I mean, that's exactly how I feel. It just can't happen. In my mind, to say that Epstein killed himself and all these things that happened at the same time, supposedly, allegedly, just seems impossible. We'll discuss more when we get back.
When it comes to preparing for a crisis, it doesn't matter if you're a year early, a month early, or a day early, but you can't be a day late. That's why millions of Americans trust My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company. Right now, you can get their 4-week emergency food supply, plus an incredible bonus, 4 free 72-hour food kits. That's an extra 12 days worth of food, absolutely free. This kit provides hearty, delicious meals for 4 weeks with 2,000 plus calories per day, 12 essential vitamins and minerals, and a shelf life of up to 25 years. And for a limited time, they're including 12 additional days of food, absolutely free. Which means right now is the best time to get prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today to claim your 4-week food kit, plus an extra 12 days of free food. Offer ends soon. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit BarterSaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Is your home ready for the season ahead? At Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, we've been keeping Maryland comfortable for over 32 years. From boilers to ductless mini splits, repairs, replacements, and custom ductwork, we do it all. We offer a $69 AC checkup. Also right now, mention WCBM and get $500 off a brand new heating or air conditioning system. Call us today at 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. We're licensed, insured, and proud to hold a BBB A+ rating. Metropolitan and Plumbing, where comfort meets craftsmanship.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Tuesday in the show, Trump has another big Supreme Court win. Bad news for Venezuela, good news for us.
Toga, 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 toga.
More fallout from the Biden dementia and potential cancer cover-up of Joe Biden.
Calling Dr. Howard. Dr. Fine. Dr. Howard.
Plus, Trump says Ukraine and Russia are real close to peace. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
Yeah, that's it, ticket.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, don't forget to go to WCBM.com and take part in the poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. We're going to leave that up for you. Do you think Jeffrey Epstein killed himself? Right now, 83% of you say no, 17% of you say yes, you believe it could be possible. I have a text message here. A texter says, Cam, maybe it just seems like Dan Bongino and Cash Patel are going along with the story because they're actually working on a setup behind the scenes. That's a nice theory. I hope that's just, I hope that's true. Because I'm just not convinced. I did want to tell you guys about those 12 businesses in San Diego. Believe it or not, they launched a lawsuit against the city after illegal immigrants running food stands have demolished local businesses. It made me think of Fells Point. The owners say the illegal stands are destroying their businesses, as reported, and Democrat San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria is refusing to take action. Apparently, many of the illegal stands are run by illegal immigrants who are taking over the sidewalks up and down the gas lamp quarter and other locations throughout the city. One of the owners of the businesses with the lawsuits, I guess the name of this is Ghost Heist Tacos, is the name of the restaurant. He says, I lose between $1,500 and $2,000 a night because of the food stands that they allow them to set up on the sidewalks right in front of their businesses. It made me think of Fells Point because of all of those people that like to hang out there late at night and they bring their own alcohol and they're kind of just hanging out. And I just say, you know what, San Diego, this is what you voted for as well. You voted for more illegal immigration. You voted for being a sanctuary city. And the mayor apparently had to allow them a way to make money. And so now they have these food stands right in front of your restaurant. Here's the thing. What did they think was going to happen? Where did they think these people were going to work? Did they not see any of this coming? Yes, you're being replaced by illegal immigrants. No, they don't have to pay all the taxes and fees that you pay because you voted for this. They can commit crimes. Nothing happens to them because you voted for it. It's a sanctuary city for illegals, not for you. I just wanted to bring you that story because I thought, you know what, that could come here in a heartbeat. Hopefully they keep that stuff off the sidewalks. All right, tomorrow we still have lots to talk about. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our